Welcome to today's lesson, everyone. My name is Brian.
And my name is Joe.
Lately, I felt like going on some kind of trip for an adventure, but maybe I don't have to just yet. That's because today's lesson is about the great story, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
And this is one of the greatest adventure stories of all time. It's definitely a classic book. And the thing that I really like about reading is that it really does transport you into a different time and place. And that's what this story does, too. It takes us into the past and into the American South, and it shows us what life was like back then, and we get to go on an adventure through these tales of Huck Finn.
Right. We see through his eyes, through the eyes of a young boy, and sort of how he goes out into the wide world.
That's right.
Now, Huckleberry had a lot of fun on his adventures with his friend Tom Sawyer in their previous book, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, by the author Mark Twain. In both stories, the boys got into a lot of trouble, too, and they learned a lot about life.
That's true. They were known for getting into a lot of mischief. After all, they're young boys going out into the world and just figuring out how things work, how the world works, basically. And Mark Twain was definitely a master storyteller, and he was able to incorporate a lot of his views into his stories through his characters, too, about the world.
And I don't think this story is going to be any different. I think that Huckleberry will get into some dangerous situations on his new adventure.
Well, I think you're definitely right. So let's go ahead and get into today's article, and then we'll be back.
Reading. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn is an American boy who is always looking for his next adventure. He lives in a small town in Missouri in the 1800s and loves to explore the woods for fun. Huck lives with his adoptive mother, far from his drunken and abusive father, Pap. Huck's new family wants him to be well-mannered and educated. Yet Huck would rather be rowdy with his friends. One day, Pap appears and takes Huck away with him. Pap regularly beats Huck and keeps him locked in his home when he is away. Yet Huck waits patiently and thinks of a way to escape. When Pap goes out one day, Huck saws a hole through their cabin wall and gets out. He then kills a pig and spills its blood inside the cabin. This way, Pap will think someone killed Huck. He steals a canoe and sets off down a river to freedom. Huck stops one night to rest and sees a slave named Jim, who belongs to Huck's adoptive mother. Jim ran away too, and the pair decides to help each other survive.
The story begins. Huckleberry Finn is an American boy who is always looking for his next adventure. He lives in a small town in Missouri in the 1800s and loves to explore the woods for fun. Well, right away, we can see that Huckleberry likes to do a lot of things that other boys do. He likes to explore, but what exactly does that mean, though?
To explore means to go to a place that either you or other people have not been to before, and you look around. You see what's there. You see what it's all about. So he likes to go exploring. That's part of his adventure. He likes to go to places that he's never been and just see what's around.
Huck lives with his adoptive mother, far from his drunken and abusive father, Pap. So it sounds like Huck's father might not be the best parent in the world. He's drunken, which means he drinks a lot of alcohol and is often drunk. And he's abusive, too. as we'll see later, that means Huck's father hits Huck a lot.
That's right. He's definitely not going to be winning any Father of the Year awards. He's quite a bad character. Well, Huck's new family wants him to be well-mannered and educated. Yet Huck would rather be rowdy with his friends. They want him to have good manners. Mm. They want him to say please and thank you and just be a good little boy and stand there and just be quiet and don't get into any trouble, basically.
But it doesn't sound like Huck is interested in that, is
he? Not at all, no.
He wants to just hang out with his friends, I guess, and go out and explore the woods and get in trouble.
He wants to have fun. He wants to be like a normal kid and go out and do those things that little boys like to do. He likes to explore and have adventures, but his adoptive mother doesn't want him to do any of that. They don't want him to be rowdy, in other words, I guess, yeah.
Well, the story continues. One day, Pap appears and takes Huck away with him. Pap regularly beats Huck and keeps him locked in his home when he is away. Yet Huck waits patiently and thinks of a way to escape. So it seems like Huck is really in a lot of trouble now. Before he had a family, and now, out of nowhere, his terrible dad shows up, takes him away, and starts hitting him, and keeps him locked in this home.
Yeah, he comes and he finds him, and he takes him away from this good and comfortable life that he finally has. And then it's right back to where he began, with his drunken, abusive father, who just beats him and is always drunk. He's always drinking alcohol, which is things, you know, like beer or whiskey, things that have alcohol in them and that can, you know, make him drunk, which makes him, in turn, not a very nice man to be around.
But I have a feeling that somehow Huck will find a way out of this. So what happens next in the story?
Well, the story says, when Pap goes out one day, Huck saws a hole through their cabin wall and gets out.
Joe, what is a cabin?
Well, a cabin is a small wooden home, and they're usually in the countryside or a far away place. People will have cabins far outside the city. It's a place where you go to get away from city life and live in the countryside.
Oh, okay. But it doesn't sound like Pap's cabin is a very nice place.
This does not sound like a getaway. This just sounds like a very basic home that's not a very nice place to live. It's not someone would say, oh, that's a nice little vacation home by the lake. I would want to spend the weekend there. It's just a really awful, dirty place that this drunk lives in, and unfortunately his son has to be there too.
And if Pap's cabin is deep in the woods, it means that Huck can't just call out for help and expect anyone to help him. The story says he then kills a pig and spills its blood inside the cabin. This way, Pap will think someone killed Huck. Well, Huck really has a great plan to escape from Pap this time. The story continues. He steals a canoe and sets off down a river to freedom. So, Huck has finally made it out and is doing what he wants. The story says he rides in a canoe, which is a type of small boat that we move ourselves with paddles. That way, he can get to freedom. But what exactly is freedom?
Freedom just means being free. It means you're not trapped somewhere. You don't have to remain in a place that you don't want to be. You can move about or go wherever you want to go without anyone stopping you. If you are in prison, for example, you do not have freedom. Or if someone keeps you in a house or any place you do not want to be, you do not have freedom. But if you can walk around, go where you want, when you want, then you have freedom.
So I think that's something that especially a lot of teenagers or young people will say to their parents, hey, I want my freedom.
I want more freedom. I want to be able to do what I want to do and make my own choices.
Well, I think that's exactly what Huck wants. He likes to run through woods and be with his friends and all these kinds of things. And now he'll need lots of freedom and he'll have it. We also heard that Huck sets off, and that happens to be our shortcut for you. So let's set off to that clip and learn more. See you back here.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, thanks for helping me with my math homework.
Hey, no problem.
I guess I should set off now.
Okay, take a seat.
What I mean is, to set off means to leave or go to another place.
Oh, so set off means 启程出发。
My favorite show is about to start, so I'm going to set off for home.
Okay, I should go to the grocery store.
All right, I'll walk with you.
Actually, I'm going to clean up a little, then I'll set off later.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back, everyone. When we left off, Huck escaped from his father and went down the river. The story continues. Huck stops one night to rest and sees a slave named Jim, who belongs to Huck's adoptive mother. It sounds like Huck's mom owned Jim, but how can that be right? Is that what a slave is?
That's right. Back then, they had what was called slavery. And people from Africa were brought over to America, to the United States of America, mm-hmm. and they had to work for free on mm-hmm. farms, on plantations. They had to harvest the crops. Mm-hmm. They had to do all kinds of work, and they weren't paid. Okay. It was free labor, and that is what we call slavery. When someone makes another person work for no money and often mistreats them, treats mm-hmm. them in a very terrible way, mm-hmm. that is called slavery. And this was a very big part of American history at this time. There were a lot of African Americans who had to be brought up this way. They had to work for nothing. Some were actually able to get to freedom. Remember that word that we mm-hmm. just learned, to be free. So to be able to go where you want.
Right.
But others were still slaves. They still had to work for nothing and were mistreated.
Well, let's see what Huck thinks of Jim.
Okay, well, let's see what the article says. It goes on to say, Jim ran away too, and the pair decided to help each other survive. Now, if you're going to survive, it means to stay alive, to not die. So they're going to help each other out. When you're on your own and you're traveling through the wilderness, it's obviously very, very dangerous. And you need to take precautions. You need to stay safe. You need to find food, shelter, water in order to stay alive. So that's what they're going to do.
Okay, so it sounds like Huck has really begun his journey. He's free from Pat. He made a friend. And now they decide to survive together. We could also say maybe, I guess, that animals could survive if you're attacked and then you live, or somehow
you're attacked
by
an animal. You could say that you survived the attack, or you can survive a disease, like, say, if you had cancer and you were able to beat it, you can say you survived cancer. So you survive a very serious illness, in other words.
So we could then say that person is a survivor.
Survivor, that's right. S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R. That refers to someone who has survived either a dangerous situation or a condition, such as a disease.
How do you think Huck and Jim will survive?
Well, they're going to have to work together, definitely. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to trust each other. That's a big thing, too. If you're out alone in this dangerous situation in the wilderness, you need trust between the two people. You can't always be looking over your shoulder at the guy saying,
wondering,
what is this
guy
going to do? Is he going to steal my food during the night? Is he going to attack me while I sleep? So they're going to have to trust each other. They're also going to have to work together. I've never really been in this situation, having to survive
out in the wild.
Out in the wild.
Stuck.
Has that ever happened to you?
No, not really. I've been lost a couple times hiking, but, you know, not more than an hour or so.
Okay, well, that's a small taste of that situation.
Yeah, but they're going to be out surviving, you know, in the wilderness for days or even weeks.
I went to a school once where they taught us how to do this, how to survive in the woods, and I did this just over a weekend. So I spent 2 nights on the side of a mountain.
Right.
And they taught us how to hunt and how to fish and which plants you could eat and which ones were poisonous, which ones could actually kill you or make you very sick.
Right.
I'm not sure. I think Huck spends a lot of time outdoors. He's a very outdoorsy kind of guy, so he probably knows some of this too.
Yeah, he and Tom Sawyer, I think, have learned a lot of that through their time wandering through the woods and running around.
Well, he's going to have to rely on some of those skills, and we're going to have to see what his new slave friend, slave acquaintance, mm-hmm. knows about surviving as well. Chances are he's used to being in these sort of harsh situations, having been brought up as a slave as well. I know learning about slavery is a big part of school when you mm-hmm. grow up in the U.S., as mm-hmm. you did. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we have to learn quite a lot about how it started, what happened during that time, how it ended, how that still affects, you know, our culture today as well.
That's right. You learn about its impact on modern society. And mm-hmm. today in America, they even have Black History Month,
right.
for example, where you learn all about famous African-American historical figures. You also mm-hmm. study the slavery period leading to, say, the Civil War in America, things
right.
of that nature. And so you learn all about that stuff. Here in Taiwan, I think people learn a little bit about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this book that we're learning about today and over the next couple of days after this, it also provides a little snapshot, a picture of this point in history as well. Well, we've come to the end of the first day of our article. We're going to have to find out how Huck and his friend will survive and what's going to happen to them next in our next program. But before we leave you, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Hey everyone, Brian here. Joe went to go read our exciting novel, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, so it's just me and you for today's For You Chat question. Today's chat question is, do you prefer to be at home or outside, and why? I think this is a pretty tough question. I think I prefer to be both at home and outside. When I'm at home, I think I need to be outside. I need to go somewhere, do something, see the world, explore. When I'm outside, after a while, you know, I've been walking around, maybe it's hot, maybe it's cold and rainy. I've been going through crowded places, my feet hurt. I think I really need to go back home. I could really sit on a comfortable chair or couch or bed right about now and not, you know, a hard seat on the MRT train. So no matter where I'm at, I think I need to be somewhere else. If I'm here, I want to go over there. If I'm there, I want to come back here. Sometimes in English we say that the grass is greener on the other side. And all that means is that no matter where we are, it seems like that place is better. And then once we go there, it seems like this place is better. Like if I live in Taiwan and I go visit some place, some other country, I'll think, wow, it's really great here. And then if I move there, I'll think, boy, I miss Taiwan. I miss this and that. So no matter where I'm at, I think it's okay. I don't really prefer to be at home or outside. Just depends on how I feel that day or even that time of the day. In the morning, I might want to go out, and then later on, I want to come back home. What about you? Do you prefer to be at home or outside, and why?
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huckleberry Finn is an American boy who is always looking for his next adventure. He lives in a small town in Missouri in the 1800s and loves to explore the woods for fun. Huck lives with his adoptive mother, far from his drunken and abusive father, Pap. Huck's new family wants him to be well-mannered and educated. Yet Huck would rather be rowdy with his friends. One day, Pap appears and takes Huck away with him. Pap regularly beats Huck and keeps him locked in his home when he is away. Yet Huck waits patiently and thinks of a way to escape. When Pap goes out one day, Huck saws a hole through their cabin wall and gets out. He then kills a pig and spills its blood inside the cabin. This way, Pap will think someone killed Huck. He steals a canoe and sets off down a river to freedom. Huck stops one night to rest and sees a slave named Jim, who belongs to Huck's adoptive mother. Jim ran away too, and the pair decides to help each other survive.
Vocabulary review.
Explore. The tourist explored the city by walking around it for an entire day. Cabin. We rented a cabin in the woods and enjoyed the nature surrounding it. Canoe. Many people like to ride canoes down rivers when they go camping. Freedom. Teenagers like to have lots of freedom to visit new places and make friends. Slave. Many people were taken from Africa and turned into slaves hundreds of years ago. Survive. My dog survived in the forest for weeks after running away from home.